guy. Here we go. From Decider TV, the man who knows the ins and outs of the TV world, it's Steve Malk. How are you, Steve?
Oh, Bilko, too much drama, never enough.
I know. And last night, Luke and Cody, who I thought would always win House Rules, did it beautifully. And they would happen to be the nicest guys on TV, wouldn't they?
Look, there's no question you will see Luke and Cody again. I am all but going to promise you they will pop up on Channel 7 doing something.
Start a rumour. What are they going to do, Better Homes and Gardens or an addendum there or something?
I think that will be the start. They'll be tested there doing stuff, no question.
Cody's the bigger talent, though. Cody's the bigger talent. Luke's maybe, you know, he's hanging off his brother's coattails, but Cody really handled the pressure well last night.
Oh, look, I think ultimately it's going to come down to the fact that, you know, it's in Seven's interest to keep the winners of their big reality franchise close.
Mm. And I did notice, slipped in between the promo, Selling Houses Australia is moving to commercial TV. Can you explain this?
Yeah, this is, I think, a really smart pickup by Seven. They are delivering, I believe it's the latest season of Selling Houses Australia, to a free-to-air audience. So this is the first time it's come across. And it's huge business for Foxtel. Shayna Blaze, Andrew Winter, Charles Albone, the three that are at the centre of it, always pick up Best Presenter or Show Gets Best Show at the ACRAs, which is the Commercial Television Awards. So I'd expect this just opens the door to a wider audience. People know Shayna from the block, but they don't know these other two guys, and I think they will see them all in a different light, and it'll do big numbers.
Now, this is interesting because Andrew Winter and the show does have a name, even for those that don't have pay TV.
Mm.
We know that Gogglebox is a joint production between Foxtel and a free-to-air commercial network. Now, with the way things are going and the costs and sharing costs, I'm thinking the future could be Foxtel could be making a mint by doing some production for free-to-air TV. This could be the start, Malksy.
Look, it would not surprise me if we see the next season of Selling Houses Australia be a Gogglebox-style co-pro.
Hello.
It makes sense, right? Seven, the way that they're programming at the moment is to an older audience, an older demographic. That's certainly where Selling Houses Australia is in the pocket. Mm-hmm. Although other people watch it, and that's great, but the core demo that picks that up is certainly an older demo. And that would fit right exactly where Seven wanted to, and it would allow the budget Selling Houses Australia to go through the roof.
Andrew Winter doesn't need any more excuses to head back to the mother country, okay?
Yeah. Andrew is a really nice guy, as all three of them, Shayna, Charlie and Andrew, are all really wonderful people. And if this opens up bigger opportunities for them, I think that's just excellent.
All right. Offspring, what did you think?
I got disappointed, honestly. It just felt like there wasn't the same heart that we've had in past seasons of Offspring. It really did pick up. For those that haven't seen it, too late, I'm going to spoil it for you. Nina's dad dies unseen in the first 2 minutes of the show.
Was Nina's dad Gary McDonald?
No, well, no. This is the thing. Darcy, the man she thought was her father, dies in the first 2 minutes of the show. Gary McDonald is her father, and we haven't seen him pop up yet either, just quietly.
Yeah.
But to have that happen, and then halfway through the big rumour, oh, could this be Nina's new love interest? No. He's her stepbra, half-brother. So, two big things blown out of the water. Dan Wiley's still the company. And also the fact that here we are, Darcy, the man who she thought was her father for the longest time, not actually, you know, there's no tears from anyone, in fact. Billy Proudman, played by Cat Stewart, no tears for her dad. It was really kind of just, it felt awkward.
Yeah, okay. So maybe the storyline's probably, they'll have to pick up 18 months later, so maybe they've had to move on to something a little bit different. So it sounds like soapy fare.
Look, all I know is that there's opportunities for it to get better, I hope, and I will watch. Tune in for the second episode this Wednesday night at 8:30 on 10, because I think there's a chance, you know, it may just be a one-off. Maybe if this is the indication of what the new writing style is like, then I think that won't be the success they hoped it would be.
Australian Survivor, you're saying fans will be happy. Why is that?
Look, it looks incredible. The promo that Ten have just dropped for it is almost shot for shot near identical and of quality to the American Survivor trailers that we see promoting their new series. Plus, lots of hard bodies, Bill. If you watch the trailer, very few faces, lots of moves.
Yes, of course.
That is all come together. On DecidedTV.com right now is the cast list. It has been released, so you can jump on and see everyone that's going to pop up on our screens. And also, it's the longest Survivor ever, 55 days the cast will be out there competing to win. So that's longer than the American series.
We want to see people desperate. We want to see TV to the point where people are just about to die, you know?
That's where it's headed.
Okay, looking forward to that. Also, look, we know now that we've reached the midpoint of the TV year. You can see most of the shows are sort of... Well, I notice in the States a lot of the shows are winding up, so we've got this mid-season stuff. And you know what disappointed me again? Flicking through the TV Saturday night, I noticed the second season of Zoo started with no promo whatsoever.
Surprise, there it is. You know, they're not necessarily keeping people on the hook as far as filling stuff in. Mind you, Zoo buried. You know, it's
not going
to be.
Don't go there. It was good. I liked it. The French girl was beautiful.
Yeah, maybe that's what you think. Sure.
See, I just love weird TV. Speaking of weird TV, The Family Law got an approval for another season. I'm happy with that.
Oh, this is so smart. Well done to Benjamin Law and the team behind it. So Ben is furiously now working with Greg Hardy and the other writers that put it together to deliver a great new season of Family Law that we'll get next year. But a wonderful call by SBS to commission that. That's totally worth it.
Yeah, based on the Sunshine Coast, if you haven't seen the first series, I'm thinking SBS On Demand have probably got it somewhere. They seem to be running old series. You can find anything on there now. They're very good.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, let me tell you. And well done to the team there. It's such a series with great heart. It really is good.
Can I just say, SBS 2, hurry up with 12 Monkeys. Foxtel are finished with it, so now you can screen it, okay? And have we got a start date for Masters of Sex yet?
We don't. I'm expecting that we'll probably see it quarter three Australian time, simply because it'll follow an air date from America.
Oh, okay. So we've got a fair way to go then, okay? Because Homeland won't be out till probably the new season. It's usually late past the starting season of September anyway, isn't it, when most of that US stuff starts?
Yeah, well, that's it, because September is the start of the new series for America. So that's when we have to wait until then. So that'll be the same with Fargo Season 3 and all of that sort of stuff.
Right. Now, just be aware, Channel 7 are running promos now after the Olympics. I've noticed this is their new thing. Wimbledon in January now, Olympics this year. So all like the new 800 words and that. We'll start in all the later half of the year thing. But speaking of the Olympics, ABC have got this great new series, totally in the Olympics corner.
Yeah, look, Barracuda, a big new drama that is coming to us from the ABC. It starts on Sunday night. It's a four-parter, and it is really, really good. I've just finished watching all four eps today, and spectacular drama. Matt Nable, that people may know from some of the Underbelly series and a few other things, it's worth the price of admission alone just to see him perform. It is that good, so sharp. It's about obsession, identity, and what we will do for success.
All right. And anyone who enjoyed the movie Swim Fan will love this.
Oh, look, dare I say, blows it out of the water. Barracuda, stunning drama this starting this Sunday night on ABC.
What do you think of Saturday night? Did every single channel have to have an election update on it?
Look, they didn't, but given kind of how important it is to the nation and given the outcome that we still don't know who's doing what yet, it's probably not unreasonable.
But one channel could have done it. If you don't have Foxtel, then, you know, what, Channel 7 or Channel 9, the news leader, I know they want to put themselves out there, but I just need a more alternative viewing on Saturday night. I'm sorry, I'm not interested. I want to see something for a bit of fun, and I'm happy to flick back and forth, but all the networks don't have to do it.
But Bilko, that's what the subscription video services and the catch-up services are about now, right?
Yeah, okay. Get with the program, Bilko. Anything else this week you're looking forward to, Steve?
Look, there's Barracuda's the big one. 50 years of play school on Sunday night, just before it. That's going to be worth checking out. They're probably my two highlights, both from tucked away in the ABC Sunday night.
Oh, you're a big fan of Big Ted. Good. Okay.
Oh, one more, Bilko.
What?
Tonight, Foxtel, the Kettering incident kicks off.
Of course,
is incredible.
Later this afternoon, my chat with Sasha Haller.
Yeah, it's stunning.
All right, thanks, Steve. Check out Decider TV for all the good info about some of the best stuff coming up on TV and also all that stuff on Survivor, the big splash, as only Steve knows how to do. Thank you for your community service there, Steve, on putting those hard bodies online.
That's what I do to help.
All right, mate. Back to the school holidays, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
See ya.